Indian middle-order batting veteran Cheteshwar Pujara continues pushing his case for the Border Gavaskar Trophy 202,425 selection, as he overtook England legend Herbert Sutcliffe to become the player with the fourth highest double centuries in first-class cricket. During the Elite Group D match against Chhattisgarh on Monday, Pujara scored 234 in 383 balls, with 25 fours and a six. His runs came at a strike rate of 61.09. His knock helped Saurashtra score 478 in reply to Chhattisgarh's first innings total of 578 sevens declared, which came due to a fine century from Sanjeet Desai, 146, and a double turn from skipper Amandeep Khare, 203. The match ended in a draw. This is Pujara's 18th double turn in first-class cricket, the most by an Indian. He has overtaken Sutcliffe, 17 double turns, to reach at fourth spot in the all-time first-class cricket doubleton scoring list. At the top is Australian legend Don Bradman, 37 double turns, followed by England legend Wally Hammond, 36 double centuries, and England's Elias Hendron, 22 double turns. Pujara last played a test match for India in June last year, during the ICC World Test Championship final against Australia in the UK, which India lost. Pujara, along with Ajinkya Rahane, was the backbone of Indian middle-order batting from the early 2010s to the early 2020s. Pujara has represented India in 103 tests, scoring 7,195 runs at an average of 43.60, with 19 centuries and 35 50s in 176 innings. His best score is 206. Pujara has also played 5 overs for India. However, since India's historic win over Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane in January 2021, his statistics took a huge nosedive. Since that iconic victory, which also helped India gain an inspirational series win in Australia, Pujara represented India in 22 tests further, scoring just 1,084 runs at an underwhelming average of 29.29, with just a century and 7 50s to show in 40 innings. Owing to these poor performances, he was dropped from the team. However, his first-class cricket form this year could help him get back into the reckoning for the Indian team. In 16 first-class matches for Saurashtra and Sussex this year, Pujara has scored 1,580 runs in 25 innings at an average of 68.69, with 6 centuries and 3 50s, with the best score of 243. He is the third highest ringgetter in the format this year. His vast experience in the Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia, starting from November 22 this year, could be helpful for India, having made 2,033 runs in 24 matches at an average of 50.82, with 5 turns and 11 50s in 43 innings, with the best score of 204. In 11 tests played in Australia, he has made 993 runs at an average of 47.28, with 3 turns and 5 50s in 21 innings, with the best score of 193. However, the players standing in his way are likes of youngsters like Shubman Gill and Sarfaraz Khan, who have filled up the crucial spots of number 3 and number 5 recently with their fine performances. At number 3, a spot where Pujara thrived, Gill has made 782 runs in 12 matches and 21 innings at an average of 43.44, with 3 turns and 2 50s. His best score is 119. In tests this year, Gill has scored 662 runs at an average of 50.92, with 3 centuries and 2 50s. With best score of 119, also, making his much-anticipated India debut this year, Sarfaraz has scored 350 runs in 4 tests at an average of 58.33 in 7 innings, with a strike rate of 77.77. He has made a century and 3 50s, with the best score of 150. He has batted at number 4, 5 and 6 for India so far, coming to the Border Gavaskar Trophy 202,425 against India, after the first test at Perth. The second test, scheduled for December 6 to 10 at Adelaide Oval, will feature the exciting day-night format under the stadium's lights. After that, fans will turn their attention to the GABA in Brisbane for the third test, which will be held from December 14 to 18, the customary Boxing Day test, set for December 26 to 30 at Melbourne's storied Melbourne Cricket Ground, will bring the series to its penultimate stage, the fifth and final test, taking place at the Sydney Cricket Ground from January 3 to 7, will serve as the series climax, promising a dramatic conclusion to an exciting contest, and, with agency inputs.